Deities, translated by Bhikkhu Sajjato. The Fruit of Non-Return. Mendicants, without giving up six things, you can't realise the fruit of non-return. What six? Lack of faith, conscience and prudence. Laziness, unmindfulness and witlessness. Without giving up these six things, you can't realise the fruit of non-return. After giving up six things, you can realise the fruit of non-return. What six? Lack of faith, conscience and prudence, laziness, unmindfulness and witlessness. After giving up these six things, you can realise the fruit of non-return. Perfection. Mendicants, without giving up six things, you can't realise perfection. What six? Dullness, drowsiness, restlessness, remorse, lack of faith, and negligence. Without giving up these six things, you can't realise perfection. After giving up six things, you can realise perfection. What six? Dullness, drowsiness, restlessness, remorse, lack of faith, and negligence. After giving up these six things, you can realise perfection. Friends. Mendicants, it's quite impossible that a mendicant with bad friends, companions, and associates, while frequenting, accompanying, and attending, and following their example, will fulfil the practice dealing with the supplementary regulations. Without fulfilling the practice dealing with supplementary regulations, it's impossible to fulfil the practice of a trainee. Without fulfilling the practice of a trainee, it's impossible to fulfil ethics. Without fulfilling ethics, it's impossible to give up sensual desire, or desire to be reborn in the realm of luminous form, or in the formless realm. It's quite possible that a mendicant with good friends, companions, and associates, while frequenting, accompanying, and attending, and following their example, will fulfil the practice dealing with the supplementary regulations. Having fulfilled the practice dealing with supplementary regulations, it's possible to fulfil the practice of a trainee. Having fulfilled the practice of a trainee, it's possible to fulfil ethics. Having fulfilled ethics, it's possible to give up sensual desire and desire to be reborn in the realm of luminous form and in the formless realm. Enjoying company. Mendicants, it's quite impossible that a mendicant who enjoys company and groups, who loves them and likes to enjoy them, should take pleasure in being alone in seclusion. Without taking pleasure in being alone in seclusion, it's impossible to learn the patterns of the mind. Without learning the patterns of the mind, it's impossible to fulfil right view. Without fulfilling right view, it's impossible to fulfil right immersion. Without fulfilling right immersion, it's impossible to give up the fetters. Without giving up the fetters, it's impossible to realise extinguishment. It's quite possible that a mendicant who doesn't enjoy company and groups, who doesn't love them and like to enjoy them, should take pleasure in being alone in seclusion. For someone who takes pleasure in being alone in seclusion, it's possible to learn the patterns of the mind. For someone who learns the patterns of the mind, it's possible to fulfil right view. Having fulfilled right view, it's possible to fulfil right immersion. Having fulfilled right immersion, it's possible to give up the fetters. Having given up the fetters, it's possible to realise extinguishment. A god. Then, late at night, a glorious deity, lighting up the entire Jeta's grove, went up to the Buddha, bowed, stood to one side and said to him, "Sir, these six things don't lead to the decline of a mendicant." "What six?" "Respect for the teacher, for the teaching, for the sangha, for the training, being easy to admonish, and good friendship. These six things don't lead to the decline of a mendicant. That's what that deity said, and the teacher approved. Then that deity, knowing that the teacher approved, bowed and respectfully circled the Buddha, keeping him on his right, before vanishing right there. Then, when the night had passed, the Buddha addressed the mendicants. Tonight, a glorious deity, lighting up the entire Jetha's Grove, came to me, bowed, stood to one side and said to me, "Sir, these six things don't lead to the decline of a mendicant. What six?" Respect for the teacher, for the teaching, for the sangha, for the training, being easy to admonish and good friendship. These six things don't lead to the decline of a mendicant. That is what the deity said. Then he bowed and respectfully circled me, keeping me on his right before vanishing right there. When he said this, Venerable Sariputta said to the Buddha, "Sir, this is how I understand the detailed meaning of the Buddha's brief statement. It's when a mendicant personally respects the teacher and praises such respect, and they encourage other mendicants who lack such respect to respect the teacher. And they praise other mendicants who respect the teacher at the right time, truthfully and correctly. They personally respect the teaching. They personally respect the sangha. They personally respect the training. They are personally easy to admonish, and praises being easy to admonish. And they encourage other mendicants who are hard to admonish to be easy to admonish. And they praise other mendicants who are easy to admonish at the right time, truthfully and correctly. They personally have good friends and praise such friendship, and they encourage other mendicants who lack good friends to develop such good friendship. And they praise other mendicants who have good friends at the right time, truthfully and correctly. That's how I understand the detailed meaning of the Buddha's brief statement." "Good, good, Sariputta. It's good that you understand the detailed meaning of what I've said in brief like this. It's when a mendicant personally respects the teacher and praises such respect, and they encourage other mendicants who lack such respect to respect the teacher, and they praise other mendicants who respect the teacher at the right time, truthfully and correctly. They personally respect the teaching. They personally respect the sangha. They personally respect the training. They are personally easy to admonish, and praises being easy to admonish. And they encourage other mendicants who are hard to admonish to be easy to admonish. And they praise other mendicants who are easy to admonish at the right time, truthfully and correctly. They personally have good friends and praise such friendship. And they encourage other mendicants who lack good friends to develop good friendship. And they praise other mendicants who have good friends at the right time, truthfully and correctly. This is how to understand the detailed meaning of what I said in brief." Immersion. Mendicants, it's quite impossible that a mendicant without immersion that is peaceful, refined, tranquil and unified will wield the many kinds of psychic power, multiplying themselves and becoming one again, appearing and disappearing, going unimpeded through a wall, a rampart, or a mountain as if through space, diving in and out of the earth as if it were water, walking on water as if it were earth, flying cross-legged through the sky like a bird, touching and stroking with the hand the sun and moon so mighty and powerful. They control the body as far as the Brahma realm. It's impossible that with clairaudience that is purified and superhuman, they'll hear both kinds of sounds, human and divine, whether near or far. It's impossible that they'll understand the minds of other beings and individuals, having comprehended them with their own mind, understanding mind with greed as mind with greed, and freed mind as freed mind. It's impossible that they'll recollect many kinds of past lives with features and details. It's impossible that with clairvoyance that is purified and surpasses the human, they'll understand how sentient beings are reborn according to their deeds. It's impossible that they'll realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. But it's quite possible that a mendicant who has immersion that is peaceful, refined, tranquil, and unified will wield the many kinds of psychic power. It's possible that with clairaudience that is purified and superhuman, they'll hear both kinds of sounds, human and divine, whether near or far. It's possible that they'll understand the minds of other beings. It's possible that they'll recollect many kinds of past lives with features and details. It's possible that with clairvoyance that is purified and superhuman, they'll understand how sentient beings are reborn according to their deeds. It's possible that they'll realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. Capable of realizing. Mendicants. A mendicant with six qualities is incapable of realizing anything that can be realized in each and every case. What six? It's when a mendicant doesn't truly understand which qualities make things worse, which keep things steady, which lead to distinction, and which lead to penetration. And they don't practice carefully or do what is suitable. A mendicant with these six qualities is incapable of realizing anything that can be realized in each and every case. A mendicant with six qualities is capable of realizing anything that can be realized in each and every case. What six? It's when a mendicant truly understands which qualities make things worse, which keep things steady, which lead to distinction, and which lead to penetration. And they practice carefully and do what's suitable. A mendicant with these six qualities is capable of realizing anything that can be realized in each and every case. Strength. Mendicants. A mendicant who has six qualities can't attain strength in immersion. What six? It's when a mendicant is not skilled in entering immersion, skilled in remaining in immersion, or skilled in emerging from immersion, and they don't practice carefully and persistently, and they don't do what's suitable. A mendicant who has these six qualities can't attain strength in immersion. A mendicant who has six qualities can attain strength in immersion. What six? It's when a mendicant is skilled in entering immersion, skilled in remaining in immersion, and skilled in emerging from immersion, and they practice carefully and persistently and do what's suitable. A mendicant who has these six qualities can attain strength in immersion. First absorption. First. Mendicants, without giving up these six qualities, you can't enter and remain in the first absorption. What six? Desire for sensual pleasures, ill will, dullness and drowsiness, restlessness and remorse, and doubt. And the drawbacks of sensual pleasures haven't been truly seen with right wisdom. Without giving up these six qualities, you can't enter and remain in the first absorption. But after giving up these six qualities, you can enter and remain in the first absorption. What six? Desire for sensual pleasures, ill will, dullness and drowsiness, restlessness and remorse, and doubt. And the drawbacks of sensual pleasures have been truly seen clearly with right wisdom. After giving up these six qualities, you can enter and remain in the first absorption. First absorption, second. Mendicants, without giving up these six qualities, you can't enter and remain in the first absorption. What six? Sensual, malicious, and cruel thoughts, and sensual, malicious, and cruel perceptions. Without giving up these six qualities, you can't enter and remain in the first absorption. But after giving up these six qualities, you can enter and remain in the first absorption. What six? Sensual, malicious, and cruel thoughts, and sensual, malicious, and cruel perceptions. After giving up these six qualities, you can enter and remain in the first absorption.